necessary.
I can put my feet up fucking 24/7 and it's fine. Like that's in the general store is pro twerking.
Come in, I'm like a freaking robot. I just come in and I do what I'm supposed to do and I go home. I don't care. I've heard it all before. I'm tired of hearing complaining, the bitching, the moaning. I'm tired. It's like working here.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve, Dave. I look across the table. I see Walt Flanagan.
As always.
As always. Look across the table. I don't see BQ.
Is he down in Key West already?
He might be. I don't know. He was texting with me and Walt, and he said he didn't even have 1 hour to spare this week. Not even an hour.
Now, how do you, like, I'm sure that like frazzles your brain, right? For like,
it's inconceivable to not have multiple hours available, whatever, at the drop of a hat. Yeah, like just show up.
Imagine that, like that, just like fries every circuit.
Yeah. I was like, that doesn't happen in real life, does it? Yeah, so no Q this week, but fan favorite, Sunday Jeff.
Whoa, hello.
All right, Sunday.
Sunday was just saying the same thing, though. He doesn't have enough time to even watch Devils hockey anymore.
Yeah, but I don't get paid like you.
He's not getting – he doesn't have an hour to watch the Devils. He says he watches five-minute highlights.
Doesn't even have an hour to watch it.
Are you that busy?
I got to fill in for Q. So he doesn't have that hour. That's my hour. This is my free hour. So here I am.
He took your hour this week?
Yeah, he took my hour this week.
I also think he goes to sleep at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Is that true?
No, I can't. I tried. I wind up going to sleep at 10:30, 11 o'clock. I wake up at 4:30. Right. I don't know. I just have it. I can run on 5.5 hours of sleep. I can. I don't know how I do it, but I do.
You need to be studied.
Yeah. Zombified. Yeah, it's just used to it.
You don't try to go to bed by 7?
I do. I can't. I wouldn't go that bed early. I wouldn't go to bed that early anyways. I mean, 9:30 is probably the cuff. You know, it's like when I could try to do it. Just I can't.
Why don't you load up on sleeping medicine?
And melatonin. That's what I'm telling you.
Melatonin works, right?
It's just like I just don't – I just can't function that way for some reason.
You got to talk to Gidim. He could fall asleep, you know,
narcolepsy where he could just fall asleep, you know, in a concert.
Guys, we were getting here to record, and you guys – I walked up on you guys in the hallway, and you said that you thought he was sleeping.
Yeah, the door's all locked. Why us? So all three of us are waiting to get into the office, and it's locked.
That door's closed, so I keep the office locked.
Aren't you supposed to be open selling stuff right now?
That's why there's a doorbell.
But if this door was open down here.
We didn't know that. Oh. Can't see. I mean, we're not looking. We did podcasts, and he was remember. He was like, sounded like a freaking bear over there in the corner.
When we were doing the
Sunday grinds.
Sunday grinds, yeah. You could hear Gidim snoring away.
Now, do you ever fear you might have narcolepsy?
I've thought about it because every once in a while when I'm driving, I get very –
That's always a good time to fall asleep. He wakes up, the wheel's spinning upside down on the car. His head's just bleeding.
Guess I got narcolepsy.
Don't know what it is. It sometimes happens when I'm on a long drive. Like I wake up, take a shower, go get coffee, and I'm like, finish my coffee, and I'm driving down the parkway, and just all of a sudden, like I can't keep my eyes open.
It was 10 minutes away.
Well, it's like, when I'm long distance driving, like I'm going to a relative's house for a holiday or something. Right. So sometimes I'll just pull over, take a quick nap, and then I'm good.
But not enough to make you concerned enough to get to a doctor, maybe get checked out, get some blood work done, see if you've got any issues with narcolepsy that
knowing
should
my Jeep,
be.
Knowing my Jeep, it's probably an exhaust leak. That's why it's happening. So.
There's no way he's going to. Look, he's got a clone growing on his elbow, and you're worried about it. He hasn't gone to the doctor for that.
He's got to cut it off at a certain length and growth period.
The growth might cut him off.
Then it can start walking around.
Yeah, it might actually cut him off. Might actually kill
become
him off.
Self-aware.
I have been to the doctor for this.
And what they say, aside from gross, what did they say?
They took a swab. It wasn't an infection and just said, if it happens again, come back.
It looks better. I think it actually does look better. Maybe not.
It does. It does look better.
maybe not. Yeah, that actually was one of the things I wanted to talk to Sunday Jeff about, because I was wondering, how do you fill your day? Like, I know you work from, you know, your work day is pretty long.
Let's hear a day in the life of Sunday Jeff.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you what I did.
Yeah, compare them. Oh, don't start laughing already, Jeff.
I know. Wait until you hear what I did.
The time is filled up. I mean, it's like everything else. I wake up at 4:30. I'm out of the house at a quarter.
No, hold on. You're glossing over all the fun things.
I wake up at 4:30.
Okay, that was the first thing you do when you open your eyes.
Yeah, it's like I cheat. You know, on my summer vacation, I woke up and I went downstairs.
Do you need an alarm clock to wake you up?
I do, but I automatically wake up at that time anyways. I'm always up before the alarm.
So you turn the alarm off. What is the alarm set to? A certain radio
4:30.
Station?
4:30. It's set to like something really low. I think it's 101.5.
Okay, I was going to say, do you have an alarm clock or use your phone?
No, I don't use my phone.
And then you get up. Do you take a shower? Do you
I take a shower. I get my hours in, so I take a shower at night.
This is vital information. Fine, take notes.
I know. I should be writing this. Well, it's recorded, so I'll just listen back later.
I mean, when I'm editing. Like in the summertime, it's like I can't go to bed after being like all sweaty all day, so I always take my showers at night.
Mm-hmm. So you don't – this has always bothered me. Like I can't – I have to take a shower after I wake up because I sweat when I sleep.
And when I'm awake, so I don't know when to take a shower.
Yeah, like
that's when I get my cardio when I'm sleeping.
So you've been sweating.
Oh, my heart being stressed.
So you sweat all night and then just put on clean clothes.
I don't sweat at all. I mean, I wake up.
Some people don't sweat it when they're sleeping.
I find that hard to believe.
It's like it looks like he just did the marathon with Usain Bolt.
Now maybe your sweats are induced by your lack of not drinking lately? You've been drinking. How long have you been natty-free?
Ever since I was a child, I sweat when I sleep. Like my parents would tell me when they took me out of the car, like I'd be dripping wet.
Are you sure they weren't just urinating and they just said it was sweat?
Somebody's having a party.
Did that make you feel self-conscious?
No. Okay.
Why is my sweat smell like this?
So you'll wake up with cold sweats.
No, I wake up and I'm like drenched in sweat.
That's usually when like a fever breaks.
I'm not
or
sitting
something.
On that couch anymore.
Yeah, that should be a super fun sight. That couch,
right? That's not normal. Like you wake up sweating, and it's been since you're a baby.
Yeah, since I was a child. Yeah.
Baby sweats.
Yeah,
unless you got hot flashes.
That's really unusual.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unless you're sick or something. I mean, I don't. I mean, I wake up dry as could be.
Dry as a bone, right?
Yeah.
All right, so
well, at least it's only sweat and it's not the other stuff either.
So you wake up, you don't take a shower. So what do? You go in and make coffee, I bet, right?
Yeah, coffee's made. I may make coffee. And
do you have a coffee maker or do you?
Yeah, I have both. In the morning, I use the Keurig because it's quick.
Use the what?
Keurig.
The Keurig with the little capsules.
Oh, man, nice that's a fucking
– time saver.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember he used to go nuts when we used to get the Ming used to get him the Death Wish coffee curry.
Still does every now and then. Oh. Ming, I need some coffee.
How much coffee will you drink before you get to work to get you up and ready for the day?
Well, I drink it as I'm going to work, so one cup.
That's it. You only need one cup to get your day going. Wow.
He always insists he only drinks one cup of coffee. And then, boom.
Well, that's coming here. I mean, I have been up at 4:30.
And then on Sundays, he would go and get a Rook coffee while we were working. I only drink one.
I don't do that no more.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then what do you do while you're drinking the coffee?
I drive. I drive to work.
You just roll right asleep? Out of bed?
No, well, you get dressed. It's like everything else. You get dressed.
You don't put the news on.
I listen to music in the morning. I don't listen to news.
That's right. But
I listen to news.
You don't like, check the scores at a double game maybe?
Nah, I do that at night.
Do that at work.
You should talk.
Yeah, that's
you should talk
that's
about.
Your
you
job.
Should
talk that's too. Your job.
I fucking own the corporation.
Yeah, Jesus,
I can put my feet up fucking 24/7, and it's fine.
I've heard more Lions press conferences in the past 6 months.
When you own the fucking business, you can do whatever you want.
So we're not on the same level as Gidim. I wasn't aware of this.
No, that's the thing that he has to get through his thick fucking.
But isn't he the head of the department? I thought he was the head of the
aren't
department.
You the office manager? He's up there too, isn't he? Like,
no, he's not. He's not at the
general manager
where he could just
make
do
decisions?
Whatever he wants. No,
well, it seems like he is at that height.
So you don't. You just get right into the car and you're immediately.
Yeah, I just throw my feed the cat and stuff like that.
Okay.
Then I head on out.
Oh, he's grabbing the mic. Yeah, let go of the mic stand.
Head on out, man. And how long of a ride is it?
About 35 minutes. Not too bad.
That's
what do you listen to in the car?
Not too great either, though. It's a pretty long ride.
Yeah, it could be a lot longer.
What do you listen to in the car?
Whatever's on. I listen to Pandora or whatever. It's rock station. Depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah, do you get rocking in the morning?
Nah, I usually put it's like slow rock or something I usually have. 70s. Some
soft rock.
70s.
You know, you don't think maybe a little bit more of a up-tempo music might help you?
A little Motley Crue in the morning?
Some AC/DC maybe.
It might get your heart pumping so you can get into work with a, you know, like hit the day running.
I do that anyways. It doesn't matter what I'm listening to.
You come in like a tiger?
Yeah. I come in hot, bro. Coming in hot.
How many years have you been there?
August is going to be 36.
I don't buy that, but I don't buy that you come in hot 36 years.
Yeah,
into
I come
it.
In hot.
nobody like, goes into their job 36 years.
Like coming
into
in on an aircraft carrier. I'm coming in hot.
He's kicking that door open. Look, all my work in his hands.
All my work
sell
is
some
done.
Fucking parts.
There's no way.
Well, I'm there before anybody else anyway. So
okay,
they're like an hour before everybody's there. So I do what I'm supposed to do and then get ready.
Do you
open
the place?
No, I don't. Well, there's other people. No, just in my
department. Somebody's there before you, then.
No, I'm first one in there.
So you open the place.
I'm not opening up the place to, like, for business. No.
But you open the door.
Yeah, I'm the first one through the door.
You're the first one
there. Yeah, I'm the first one in there.
Okay.
I deactivate the alarm.
So you – this is
– He's trusted. He's a trusted employee.
36 years.
36 years. That's one of the privileges. You get there first.
You get there
first.
You get there 5:30 in the morning. Yeah.
You know what? I don't mind leaving at 2:30, though.
So then what's a typical day at work? Like, do you put out a lot of fires? Is there a lot of gossip around the in the inner office community? No,
this isn't the office. This isn't like what you see on TV.
Is there a water cooler there?
No.
Yeah, there is. Isn't there? I thought there was a water cooler there. Well, there's vending machines.
Yeah, that's not a water cooler.
Right, but that's where you guys – that's where the workers could congregate.
That's everybody, you know, all 30 people in the dealership just congregate in front of the snack machine.
So do you – is there a lot of like gossip and
– I don't pay attention to anything, man.
36 years or has it been a juicy –
You haven't heard of me.
I've seen everything. I've seen him come, seen him go. It's just like I'm numb, man. I don't care anymore.
Coming in hot. Now all of a sudden you're numb.
I do what I'm supposed to do. I come in. I'm like a freaking robot. I just come in and I do what I'm supposed to do and I go home. I don't care. I've heard it all before. I'm tired of hearing complaining, the bitching, the moaning. I'm tired. It's like working here. It'd be like working with him.
Oh, you know, Jeff, this room came in for an oil change and I told him we need a white blinker fluid.
But I tell you, if I was here, this office didn't look like, you know, like they filmed Twister in here.
Well, we need you in here, man, because he won't listen to me. He won't listen. He won't do it. So maybe we need you to come in and crack the whip.
Proper motivation.
What's the proper motivation?
A real whip.
I don't know if that's legal. Is that what you use where you're at? A real whip?
When you do what you're supposed to do, you don't get whipped. Just how it is.
So there, all these years in, there's never been one juicy story that you've heard that like it's been running around the whole building. Like it's made its rounds from upstairs to downstairs. And they're like, can you believe Sheila in accounting? What happened to her? Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
No.
Oh, my God.
I could care less about the accounting office. I could care less about the sales
department.
There's
more gossip around this office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, I mean, I see people come and go. I mean, there's constantly people that are just like, yeah, he won't last. He'll be here for about 3 weeks. You'll see. He'll be gone. And you're right. You know, we take
that. Do you think that someone thought that about you that first week you were on the
job? No, don't forget when
he's
I started.
He's coming in too hot.
He's coming in way too hot. He won't last 3 weeks.
Don't fire this guy. We can't have him here. It's making everybody look bad. The business has changed so much from – don't forget I was there from like the late 80s, early 90s. So it's just – you know, it has not – the business
has changed
so much.
You know what
has
changed though? Human drama. That hasn't changed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's gotten worse, I would think. I never had the issues like we got at work now.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah.
What are the issues?
Like work ethic, people that are inexperienced. And now it's hard to find people. It's hard to find good people out there to do work.
Okay, that's not what I thought he was going to talk about.
What do you think about it?
It's like, about
oh,
Sheila.
This guy's
yeah,
Sheila.
Sheila
sleeping with this guy.
You
watch too much freaking TV, man. I don't know what the hell you're watching.
Has anybody found anything in a car while like fixing it, like a kilo of drugs or something?
I don't remember anything.
Or Sheila's fucking underwear in the back of a...
We've had vandalism, stuff like that, you know, at the dealership. But I mean, it's just like it's
been
nothing.
No, like hanky panky in some of the showcase cars.
There's 100% been hanky-panky. It's just like nobody talks to him there probably.
Yeah, it's just like – it's everybody's just like – like I don't really talk to anybody in sales.
Beaten down and there's no – like there's no
– I'm numb, man. I'm counting my time.
I'm envisioning like that time lapse where Jeff is just sitting at a desk and everything's moving around him like, you know, the time machine.
Look, I work with young kids. I work, you know, with people that just don't – you know. So
you know there's hanky-panky going
on. No. So it's just like I'm doing work while they're sitting there, you know, looking at their phones and immersed in everything else but what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, somebody has to keep the place to go, you know, and that's what I'm doing. I come in there, I do what I'm supposed to do, and I go home. I don't pay attention.
Set the pace.
If I'm setting the pace, nobody's following. That's the truth.
So do you think that – what do you think their perception of you is at the – like the rest of the people? Like this guy's a fucking robot. He's not human. He comes in hot every day. Right. He's 36 years old.
He refers to himself as a robot.
They wish they had more of me. They wish they had more of me.
Upper management. Yes. Guaranteed they wish they had about 100 of you, you know, walking around. Could they handle
that much heat?
They could.
Fire department would be there.
I would be concerned about your position here.
But what about some of the other people who aren't in management, who are just there to cash a paycheck and – you know, maybe they're looking to jazz up their lives and they see, oh, that salesman looks cute. Oh, you know, let's hop in the back seat of this.
Our salesmen are like RAV4. They're like – a lot of our salesmen are like freaking in their late 60s, early
50s. That's too old to get to
what you're looking for. I mean it's just like, you know – it's like, you know, banging people on the showroom floor with the customers walking around.
No. You do it
after hours.
Yeah, you do it with
– or before hours.
After hours, I'm gone by the afternoon. I'm gone during lunchtime.
Make sure you do it in one of the cars with tinted windows so no one can see you.
Can't have tinted windows.
No?
No. It's legal.
So factory tint doesn't exist.
Well, factory tint's one thing. Not the tint that you're talking about where you can't look inside.
You're talking limo tint.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know who's inside.
Wow. Or what they're doing.
Okay, so get in there 5:30.
They're about 10
first thing you do when you what, first thing you do when you get to behind the counter.
Well, punch in first.
Okay, cries. He cries.
Then I do my duties.
So you hit the clock. You have a time card.
No, so it's all like facial recognition.
Whoa!
Oh, wow!
That's pretty futuristic.
Yeah.
When did they implement
that? I said long time ago already. It's probably been at least about 8 years.
Did you ever have a time card?
Yeah, we used to have time. Again, that's going back in the day.
You know how much somebody would pay for Sunday Jeff's time card if he had one of his old ones?
Like a signed time card?
Yeah. That shit would be fucking worth hundreds.
You didn't save any, huh?
Nah.
Damn. So you punch in. Put your face in front of the clock or whatever the facial
recognition. Yeah, I just start doing the work. I'd start working in front of the computer.
What do you do? What's the first thing?
Do the orders and everything else. I'll set up everything. Just get everything ready for when the guys get in there to start fixing the cars.
Do you set up their bays or?
Nah, I'm not. I don't work in the service department.
So what time do they start to get there?
Seven.
So you're there an hour and a half.
An hour.
And do you put the music on? You know, the elevator music that's always playing?
No, I pulled that. I actually disconnected that. That speaker. Ooh, in our department.
What? Really? So, yeah, there's a little bit of wild man in it.
Yeah.
They play is country. I ain't listening to country, man. I unplugged that sucker. It's like, yeah, as far as I know, the speaker's defective. I play my own music.
So this gets you to 7:30. All right, so I'm 7:30. When's your first break?
I take breaks whenever I want.
How many breaks you get a day?
There is no set time for breaks.
How many are allowed? How many breaks are you allowed?
Well, some people seem like they're on break all the time.
Not me, though.
No,
I like how you can't get a straight answer, but you can get the sarcastic
answer. I take less breaks than them.
I don't take breaks. I mean, it's like if I need to like just do whatever. I mean,
legally,
it's like
they owe you breaks.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're
– Or doesn't.
What do you mean legally?
You're on the clock.
So what's his story? His whole day is a break.
Right. Well, that's why.
What do you mean, right?
Right. There's no way he could ever come at us and be like, well, you didn't give me breaks.
Because he's on break all day.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's the point. But
third
you.
Base.
Yeah. Did you get that? Evan Costello joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's still here. It's not because it's all worth it.
Place looks like shit. Yeah. It looks like there's homeless people that live here.
But if we hired somebody that knew how to fucking clean and set up the equipment, they wouldn't know how to fucking land an Evan Costello joke.
I guess I see what your morals are for hiring work people.
All right, so you don't get a like set break?
No, there's no set breaks.
Like
there's
I thought legally in New Jersey, like every certain amount of hours you had to have a break.
Yeah, you got like a 15-minute break or something.
Kids and stuff. It's not for adults.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to.
My union would like a word with you.
No, like the technicians are flat rate. They don't have to take breaks. They take breaks when they want. They just go to their manager and be like, I'm taking five or whatever. And then they just do whatever. There's no set breaks.
Okay, but
loosey goosey over there.
But there's a set amount of breaks, correct? They have to get a break.
They have a lunch. They get, you know,
they get half an hour lunch.
Yeah.
Is a shop steward aware that you guys aren't getting breaks?
No, they trust me. They get breaks. Trust me.
Because when I was in the union, after 5.5 hours, we got a half hour lunch. That was in our contract.
What about a break?
One 15-minute break. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they get breaks. But I'm saying they can take them whenever. There's not a set time that they have to be like.
I remember our break. I worked at Sears. I remember I just like count the hours to that break because then I would go into the bathroom.
I've only been here for half an hour. Is that a break yet?
But I remember it was at 9:30 in the morning. We'd get a break, 15 minutes.
Then I wouldn't come back. That was it.
Those are like, I worked at Sears too. Those are long hours between the breaks and the lunch. Like you are counting every single minute.
Yeah, but what are you doing?
So boring.
You're unboxing merchandise, putting it on shelves, breaking things down from tractor trailers, bringing it in back into the storeroom.
This work, man.
Yeah, it's work.
When's that break?
It was a real.
You'll see. One day I'll own a podcast studio.
I'll show all you.
I'll hire a slope. Who knows Evan Costello jokes?
Costello.
Yeah,
but,
she.
But I cannot believe, though, that somebody is not on top of this, though, that you're not getting your regulated breaks. They fought hard to get those breaks. I can't believe that you're not taking advantage of them.
No, they do take breaks, but they're not at a lot of times.
I'm talking about
you, though. I take a break. If I just want to walk away from the counter for a while, I walk away from the counter for a little bit.
Okay.
It's not that I just
have to check out? No,
there's no punching out for that. You got to punch out for lunch.
Where do you walk?
Just outside. Like, I'll go eat my yogurt or something. I'll just walk around the outside.
Oh, you didn't tell us you brought yogurt.
Come on.
I just told you I brought my lunch.
You didn't say you made your lunch.
You know?
So when do you make the lunch? In the morning or the night before?
Night before.
Yeah. And usually it's – I imagine it's a lot of fish, right? Like kind of you're on a fish diet.
Tuna, salmon, turkey sandwich, salad, all kinds of stuff.
So tuna vegetables. Fish with chipotle.
No, they don't make that no more.
Oh, I tried finding it for you.
And what time is lunch for you?
I usually eat about 1:30.
And you get out at 2:30, though.
Yeah.
So you really –
I'm used to it.
So you're from
1:30. It's a long stretch, man.
From 1:30 to what?
But I eat during the day, though. I don't eat every so many hours. Like I'll have two eggs in the morning when I get there. Mm-hmm. I'll eat a banana for a snack. Sometimes. So I'm constantly eating little by little.
Keeping your energy up.
Correct.
Are they hard-boiled eggs or
– Yes.
Okay. Gidim does that too. Like he'll eat constantly throughout the day.
You think?
He tells me to keep his energy up. He doesn't want to fall asleep.
Well, then – Either
if
he's not
chewing,
eating,
he won't fall asleep.
Which he's not eating enough, which isn't the case.
That's true, Fred. That links me right up.
Or that's the reason why he's sweating, because his jaws are still moving at night when he's sleeping. Wake up with a chicken leg in
so
his mouth.
So how long is your lunch break?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. So you're only, then when you're back from lunch, you're
right. It goes quick.
Goes real quick.
Yeah.
And you can't really go anywhere during your lunch because you're like
–
your place is sort
hour.
Of like yeah. – you can't really walk
just
anywhere.
Just traffic on that road. Right. Forget about
For all
it.
Those decades though that you took your lunch break and would go over to Toys R Us though, you needed more than a half hour, right?
No, I didn't have half an hour. Don't forget Toys R Us wasn't always at that location though. It was closer. It was behind.
Mm-hmm.
It was behind. So it was easier to get to. Like it was a big circle. Now you had to go – and do some U-turns. Had to, you know, took extra time. Cutting it close.
Did you ever get there late? And did anybody ever read you the riot act?
No.
You ever get written up in the 36
nope.
years?
Never
Not
got
once.
Written up. Nope.
Perfect.
Never. Yep.
Sterling record.
Yep.
So is that
Jesus
why?
Jesus Christ. Where is this man's edge?
Is that why you eat during the day so that you could skip eating to go to Toys R Us?
No.
get him to talk about eating now.
That was back in the day. It's like now, it's like, you know, once that whole situation flew south, I started bringing lunch.
I remember running into him at a Suncoast Video.
Yeah. I've seen him out in the wild, break. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Jeff, I'm just looking at these pops.
And now, so you get out at 2:30, then what do you do?
This is what I'm really curious about, like how he fills his empty hours.
From 2:30 to 10:30, you're up. That's 8 hours. What are you doing?
Yeah, by the time I get home, I'll go to the gym for about an hour and a half.
Okay, what gym you go to? What's the name of the gym?
Retro.
Retro gym. And how long is your workout?
Hour 15, hour and a half.
That's a long workout.
It really is, yeah.
What do you listen to?
Just whatever they have on.
Oh.
Do you film yourself like the TikTokers do?
No.
You don't film yourself lifting weights?
I know my limitations. I'm not going in there thinking I'm coming out looking like freaking
yoga
Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Is Lululemons.
And so what do you have a leg day? Do you have arm
day? Nah, I don't do that. I do full body. I do whatever. I do everything.
Like a circuit every day?
Yeah, I just don't like – I'll just – you know, if I want to do something, if somebody's working on this or whatever, I'll just do another machine or I'll just go do free weights or something. And I don't have a set schedule.
You do a lot of treadmill?
No, I don't do that. I do maybe about 20 minutes afterwards.
Mm-hmm. 15, 20
minutes. No steam. No Turkish baths.
Is that how you spend an hour and a half in there?
Is
80 minutes of that at 90 minutes in the steam room?
Apparently, he can watch him at night with his steam room because that's all he does is steam.
Yeah. His office is a steam room.
Maybe that's why he wakes up, you know?
Yeah, how could he not sweat in this fucking office?
All right, so that takes us to about 4 o'clock then, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd jump in the shower and then head over to the woman's house.
Okay, to your gal's house.
Yeah, and we make dinner, eat dinner, watch some television. And then it's
okay, what are the programs you guys like to watch?
The Boys. I've been watching The Boys again.
Can I make a suggestion of a show that has been universally liked by anybody who's taken the suggestion?
What is it?
Matlock, the new Matlock.
I have not seen it.
I finished 8 episodes yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
It was after you left.
You were working.
So you stayed up to about 4 o'clock in the morning watching Matlock?
Yeah.
Don't worry about my day in the life.
Learn about Alfie, Edwin, Olympia.
Oh, Edwin's the best.
I like Kira. I like her character now.
Oh, is that the
– That's the tech girl.
The tech girl, the lesbian tech girl. Yeah.
That's hot shit.
I got upset.
Yeah, Sunday there's some girl-on-girl action in Matlock.
In a Matlock show with Kathy Bates. You wouldn't think it, but it's pretty titillating.
What's it on?
Oh, what's it on? It's on Paramount if you have that.
I do not have Paramount.
Okay.
You can watch Jimmy the first episode.
Jimmy the Hair Guy can maybe hook you up. He's hooking everybody up with TSD Town.
Yeah. What else you got?
He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the devil's love.
No, he doesn't have FUBU?
No, he doesn't. So, all right. So
that's
now
it, then.
You guys watch TV, and then what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, not every night. I mean, a man is
– Speak for yourself.
He's in his 50s now.
Yeah, that don't matter.
He's hit the gym.
he said he hit the gym. So I imagine he's got to get up at 4:30.
Lifting weights builds testosterone.
I mean, come on, not every night. There's got to be nights you're just like, I'm just like a little pooped. I'm a little tuckered out, babe.
Yeah.
I got to come into work hot
tomorrow. Time for shut off. I'm coming in cold now.
If I don't come in hot, you know, what's the rest of the workforce going to think of me?
They depend on me.
Hey, what's going on? He's
sales are down this week. Jeff, have you been coming in hot?
He seems sick. Jeff, that's just normal.
I've noticed you've been coming in lukewarm. I want to talk to you about what's been going on after hours, and I think you need to make sure that whatever you're doing, you stop doing.
Have you been doing it 7 nights a week?
Because we need you to come in extra hot.
Just do it 6 nights. Yeah.
We don't care what you do on your day off, but we're coming
to
work.
What do they say, 7th-day rest? That's what you got to do.
So that's his day.
That's his day. So
let's hear your day.
Let's hear Brian's day.
My day? Okay, so my day today?
We'll try to pick a day that's most like your most common day, not just the day that where you actually
– I did some stuff today. That's what I want to use today.
Yeah, I want to use that as your example.
What did you do yesterday?
Let's go with the activities that you most engage in.
I came
not,
in.
Not an outlier of a day where you actually
had
a couple
day.
Things.
When you come in your house, you think you're in a nursing home. What's going going on? Oh, he's in the room. All right. How you doing, Pops?
So say yesterday. Yesterday would be a good example.
It was an average day.
It was an average day,
yeah. What time you usually wake up?
I get up at 6:20. Yeah,
that's early.
6:20. Well,
what are you greeting the day that early for?
Because I have to get up and get Sage ready and get her to the bus.
Responsibility.
However, I don't stay. I used to stay up. Now I just go back to sleep. Because I'm like, it's so early, and I'm like, there's nothing to do. It's like fucking 6:30 in the morning. Like, what am I going to do? Like, Mary Beth isn't up. The pets are all still sleeping, you know?
Pets are sleeping.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'll go back to bed. Usually I'll sleep till like 8:30, somewhere in there, like another couple hours.
Normal time.
Yep. Yesterday, we had to bring the cats to the vet. So that we did that. We took them in at 10 and got home by like 11-ish.
Now, this is not common, though. You have to bring the animals to the doctor, right?
No.
And this was just something that, like, are you hoping, like, we should bring the pets to the doctor more often?
More, right? Yeah, so I can just, when I get to the table, I can be like, I did something.
Doc, we're coming in hot with the pets.
Mr. Johnson, most cats don't have 8 rabies shots a year.
When we got back, then she wanted to go to breakfast. So we could do that a bit.
Now, do you usually go out for breakfast or you stay in for breakfast?
I would say, I mean, usually we stay in. Mm-hmm. She'll make me breakfast, but once a week or twice a week we'll go out.
What you got? Anything good?
Yeah, she usually makes me the same thing every time, bacon and eggs and cheese on a bagel.
That's a lot of bacon, though. You're like, he's having that every day. Right?
Yeah, it is a lot of bacon. Well, you can
introduce the fish to the diet, right?
Canadian bacon.
Put some Canadian on the bagel.
We don't want to talk about Canadian anything someday. We're going to have to cut that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're banned now?
We're not going to talk about it. Let's get back to Bri's breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that too much bacon, though, and eggs? Or is eggs good for you?
Eggs are good for you. Depends how you cool. It depends how you –
But they have omega-3s and stuff.
Yeah, it's –
What's that? She scrambles them.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pepper.
Some pepper.
Oh. Friday.
Well, pepper's okay. It's salt that you got to watch out for.
So you need an egg white omelet.
Okay.
Egg white omelet? That's what you eat?
No, I mean, I eat a hard-boiled eggs. I don't believe it. It's fine. All the nutrients, a lot of it's in actually the yolk. That's really mm-hmm. what you really should
to the
eat.
Shell. I chew it.
And what time is usually breakfast?
Usually breakfast is around like 10-ish or something like that. Yesterday it was around 11 because, you know, or 11:30 because we brought the cats to the vet.
Do you have that? Will you come down and breakfast?
Breakfast
will be served at 11. You come down with a napkin already in tucked in your shirt.
She slides in under the bed.
Yeah, you could because I don't have breakfast. I eat at between 11:30 and noon.
You just had breakfast. You just had a croissant at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That was just a pick-me-up because I knew I was podcasting. But go ahead. Back to Bri.
So we went to breakfast over at Turning Point.
Good place. I like that place.
After that, my car had not been vacuumed out for some time. So we went to the car wash, vacuumed out the car, got the car washed where I got.
Now are you doing, blowing your load all one day now?
Kind of. Yeah.
Like, can you space this out?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like vacuum the car another day?
Just vacuum the front and come back and vacuum the back.
Yeah. It was nice yesterday, like in the morning. So we were like, fuck it. Let's just do it now. Because last week we were talking about, like, I have to go out more and because that's the only way something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's the only way I'm going to run into somebody or, you know, like your story with the pizza guy dancing and all that shit. Like, that shit doesn't happen unless you go out. So I went out and I got into a minor tiff with a lady.
Oh, no.
Very minor.
You met somebody.
Yeah. Very minor. So when you pull into the car wash, there are three vacuums. One of the vacuums was being used. So I sort of straddled the line so Mary Beth could do one side and I could do the other side because there's nobody there, you know. We're almost finished and some lady pulls up and she's like, are you just going to use both vacuums? And I was like, that was the plan. And she's like, unbelievable, she goes. And I said, I'm not being an asshole about it. I said, there's four more vacuums around the corner. Like, you know, like if you go around the corner, there's four more vacuums. She goes, you're so self-important, and speeds off. I was just left there like I didn't say anything. I was, what am I going to do?
But you had to have been like smiling from ear to ear being like, I got a story, Mary
Something
Beth.
Happened.
I got a story, Mary Beth.
Was it a good story?
It was not even barely an anecdote.
This is way better than the penny I'm I like, found. Yeah.
But I'm like, if we can get to some lady yelling at me just by going out for a little bit, who knows what happens right. If I keep going out? Exactly. Who knows what arguments I might get into?
So what time does this bring us to after the car wash?
Okay, this brings us to probably get home around 1:30. Go inside. I fold up some laundry. It seems like I'm always folding laundry. Those women, man, they wear more fucking clothes. And Mary Beth wears more clothes without going anywhere. I'm like, why the fuck do you wear
– my daughter's the same way. She comes back from like school, like college. I mean, I do enough laundry a week, but it's just like – I just emptied the freaking laundry and it's like full again.
Yeah. Yeah, Sage does the same thing. At least she's going to school and she's going – yeah. So folded up some laundry.
That's only a week's worth of socks though, 10 socks.
No, this happens within 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Watched a couple I watch a podcast that I normally watch while I fold the laundry. Then Sage gets home. I make her snack for her generally. And then the rest of the day, I'm like, well, what do I do now? And that's where like the TV watching comes in. And I'm like, kind of waiting to a point where I can get Mary Beth to sit down and watch Matlock or watch one of the other shows that like, we've been watching, Love After Lockup. So there's a fair amount of TV watching in the average day, and it's like junk TV now. It's not even good stuff. It's just like stuff that's easy to put on in the background, just garbage.
You don't read?
What's that? I read sometimes at night. Yeah, like I'll read a bit. She plays her video games. I don't read as much as I should, I think. I probably should read more instead of watching the Karen
you walk
videos.
Your dog? And, I mean, or do you just let him run
around? No, because we don't have any sidewalks next to us, so we just put him out in the yard and let him run around.
And the street's pretty busy, so it's like cars street's zooming busy. Around to like a blind corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but if you remove the pets and the, I did something today, Sunday, Jeff. I was thinking about you. I tried to get a little bit of grease under my fingernails so I could impress you. I changed out Mary Beth's battery in her car.
Oh, okay.
Which I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do because I didn't know if it was the battery was dead or if it was the alternator. And my brother gave me this little tester kit. So I put the tester kit on, figured out it wasn't the battery or it wasn't the alternator. It was the battery. Went and got the new battery, traded it in. But batteries are expensive, Sundays, man. Holy shit.
Batteries are expensive.
Yeah. How come the batteries are
– Well, it depends on how many – I mean, they make cheap batteries. They're like 2-year batteries are pretty cheap.
Yeah. This one was like $200.
It could be like a 5-year battery then.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Is Everlast still the best?
Everlast.
Yeah.
That's still die hard. That,
it's like a boxing glove. Everlast.
Oh, Ever Ready you're talking
that's
about.
Like Ever Ready.
Ever Ready. They don't make car batteries. That's like batteries for flashlights and stuff.
I think Ever Ready did make car batteries.
What was the Sears one?
Die Hard.
Die Hard still the
Never
creme
start.
De la creme?
No, if there's Sears around.
But no, did they
no
sell
I got
the
a
name?
Die Hard from this.
Yeah,
the name goes on.
Or something like that.
So. Yeah, Advanced Auto Parts.
Die Hard. That's a great fucking name of a product, Die Hard.
You think so?
I think so.
So you die hard.
Yeah.
It
evokes tough. You know, you can't kill it.
Oh,
it's
yeah, you
die
can.
Die hard.
Yeah, batteries are expensive.
So
I had to replace
to my – To wrap it
to
up.
To sum it up, yeah. But so are you at dinner time yet?
Once we hit dinner time, then Mary Beth generally makes dinner. Sage loves to eat watching videos and stuff, so we don't normally eat together. Like, we'll just watch TV and eat, and Sage will watch her videos.
She cooks a lot.
Do you guys ever go out to eat for dinner?
Not usually dinner, no. We'll go out to lunch a lot. Like, we'll go out to Chili's. Like I said, we'll go to Turning Point. Those are two places that we go to. Oh, and Texas Roadhouse we go to on Sundays sometimes.
Well, to Madhouse over there on Sundays.
Yeah, that's why we try to get there early Anytime, yeah, during the day. Yeah, like it's okay. And then it hits a certain point and you're like, holy shit, I'm glad I didn't come now.
Yeah, 45-minute
Yeah.
45-minute wait, yeah,
yep.
Easily.
You get in line and all of a sudden like there's 30 people behind you.
Mm-hmm. But with no other competition around? I mean, no Outback or any Longhorn?
There's a lot of competition around us.
Yeah.
So, just like you. You have even more competition down by you. In Brick, I meant, where you used to be. Yeah. There's like I don't know how anybody can survive out there, like any of those eateries, because there's so much competition down in Brick. But so are you – after you eat, then what time is dinner then? I mean, I'm sorry, what time is bedtime?
Bedtime is usually like – I'll start like getting drowsy around 11, somewhere around there. Lucky. So there's a couple hours of trying to figure out what to watch on TV, watch a movie or something, you know, just hang out. And like if it's the summertime, like we'll go out in the pool or we'll, you know, hang around outside a little bit more. But now that it's winter, it's like I fucking
– You're dreading that. Then they got to work with it. The pool.
Yeah.
Start cleaning the shit out.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. It's a whole different kind of
thing. I got to come out of the house now.
Got to come out of the house and clean up. Yeah, man. After all that hard rain, all my fucking mulch was everywhere. Yeah. So I had to clean that up today.
It's a lot of work,
man. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of like just like doing little shit around the house, I guess, and TV watching.
You should get the same gardener he uses.
Oh, with his backyard? Yeah, I know, right?
I thought they're going to play the U.S. Open, you know, like they're going to play the golf tournament in the backyard. That's how that backyard looks. He's going to need some palm trees.
A couple patio bricks impresses you.
Yeah, that's not a couple patio bricks. He's got furniture. I mean, it literally looks like it's on Better Home and Garden.
Wait till I tell her. She's going to be so happy all the work she put in.
Well, I saw how you mulch, so.
Thank you very much, Jeff, because some of that stuff was put together by me.
Oh, the furniture?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a fire pit, right? I don't think the fire pit's ever been
We never fire it.
They have the propane thing in the center with the glass.
Yeah, you should. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's nice.
I'm
like
an outdoor guy. I'd rather much spend my time inside in air conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, it's either too cold or when you go out, there's fucking bugs everywhere in the summer.
So. I'm saying like in the fall time. When it's like, you know, it drops down maybe 60s at night, go around there.
Those beautiful fall nights that Jersey has maybe a week of. Otherwise, it's too hot.
You got to go outside to know about it. I'm not talking about – you just said you don't like the outdoors.
I don't like just sitting outside doing nothing and staring at a fire pit though.
Oh, you do not – you stay with your wife.
There's something to be said for it once in a while. Yeah, just hanging out there by yourself.
I'd rather sit inside and by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like the indoors better.
He does live next to marshland as well, so I don't know.
Well, a lot of it's gone. A lot of it's gone.
It's not. It's still there.
I didn't say the summer. I'm saying the fall. There shouldn't be really
– But New Jersey doesn't really have a fall.
They used to.
They used to, but that Jersey fall only lasts a week, I feel.
Same with the spring.
Yeah.
It's cold and then suddenly it's like,
holy
shit.
It's getting warm pretty quick too.
Uh-oh, we're going back to the weather.
We're straddling that edge.
I can't talk about weather?
That's Q's. That's
his purview, yeah.
He has his name on weather. If we're going to talk weather, he
So
has
he's the weatherman?
Well, he likes to talk weather.
He likes to talk weather so much that other people are like, can you stop talking about weather?
He's put dibs on weather.
So what can you talk about? I can't talk about Canada. I can't talk about weather. I can't talk about anything.
We can do an ad. We got one ad this week and then a special request for the listeners.
I have a couple ads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do your ad, your real deal ad.
Okay. The real deal ad is Raycon.
Raycons.
Half of the – I don't know why this is, but half of the copy is taken up by like – look at this box. It's like covering up all the text.
Can you zoom in?
Can I?
Nope.
Nope. So, okay.
Jeff loves his Raycons, I know.
I do.
Jeff, I know you love your Raycons. I love mine. So whether it's birds chirping away as the spring wakes up or it's the bombardment of trash coming from your TV, everything from work to your workouts is getting interrupted. That is until you find the Everyday Earbuds by Raycon. With active noise cancellation, capable of drowning out the most maddening of sounds, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, work, or phone calls. Do you wear them at the gym?
I don't wear them at the gym.
No,
I don't like them. Like, I don't like – because when I'm sweating and stuff, I just don't like them just like dripping down the side of my ears.
Yeah.
Got to keep situational awareness up.
I don't have a lot of hair on top to sit there and absorb the sweat, so it just comes right off the head.
You know, that makes sense.
I don't wear sweatpants. What am I look like, Bjorn Borg?
Your ear canal sweat?
No, it's just like when you're sweating, like it'll go down your ears or whatever. It's just like I'll just listen to what they have on there.
But that doesn't matter to Raycons because they're sweatproof.
I use them at night. Listen to my tunes.
Yeah, you listen to your tunes at night with them?
Yeah.
Good. Their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity lets you pair with two devices at once. And speaking of battery, Raycon's quick charge function, just 10 minutes of charging yields 90 minutes of battery. Raycon start at just half the price as other premium audio brands with similar features. Raycon's everyday earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors for styles that complement yours. What color are yours, Sunday?
Black.
You got black ones? I got black ones. I got blue ones. I had red ones for a little while. I lost them. If you're not liking Raycons, If you're not liking Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee, return policy, no questions asked. So go to buyraycon.com/TESD where you get 20% off everyday earbuds. That's right. Raycon is offering 20% off when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD. That's buyraycon.com/TESD. And then this thing is from our ad company. They are offering a $150 Amazon gift card if you take a survey. Because I guess they want to figure out like what's better to match us with advertising-wise. Okay. So this is what people are into. So it says, here's the favor. We often do ad reads on the show. We want to make sure we're recommending brands that you like, take in feedback about past brands we featured on the show, and learn about your experiences so we can continue strengthening our relationship. So here's a quick survey, and we're going to give one lucky listener a $150 Amazon gift card.
Everybody got $150.
Oh, no, no.
I was just like, dude, I was Kathy, I met. I was like, Alicia, Deb. I was just about to text.
Oh, see? Scamming already.
I was like, holy shit, we're going to be rich.
Is there a Ted Flanagan that lives here?
A Sox Flanagan? Woof.
He's right here. Woof. Comes in with that monocle and a top hat.
Let's see. It'll take a few minutes to fill out the survey and will be an enormous help for Tell 'Em Steve Dave. So go to – I'm going to put the link. I'll put the link on X and it will also be in the show description. It's surveymonkey.com/r/TESD show. Fill out the survey. Make sure you enter your email address for a chance to win a $150 Amazon gift card. Again, click the link in the description, enter your email, and complete the survey for a chance to win the gift card. And thank you for everything you do to support Tell 'Em Steve Dave. That's true. It says it right there, but I do appreciate it. And I would be remiss if we didn't mention Patreon. I was thinking of our Patreon today. We're like the Costco hot dog, bro. We have not raised our prices since we started. It's the same – even with all this inflation, Sunday Jeff, it's the same sweet deal. If you go to patreon.com/TESD.
I mean, again, it does sound like we're tooting our own horn, and that is not the case. But I don't think people realize, like, when shipping prices go up, we eat them.
Right.
We have eaten them, and we haven't – because I feel it's the right thing to do. So take that as you will. But yeah. We have not raised the prices, and hopefully we won't raise the prices ever. But, you know, the world is a-changing.
Yeah, it's a warning.
I have some. You don't with.
I was just going to mention that you can also give gift memberships on Patreon now too. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, we have some ads for some friends of the family Sunday. Which ad would you like first? Who would you like to hear first about?
Who's the friends of the family?
We have Will Rogers. And we have Tim the Record Store Clerk.
Let's listen to Tim.
Okay, you want Will to follow that? That ad? Is it?
Okay. Well, you just asked me a question. I answered the question.
He's Monty Hall.
I answered the question. And the question, obviously, there is a wrong answer with the question.
So you know what?
Let's go with Will Rogers.
I shouldn't have asked.
Let's go with Will Rogers.
Okay, we'll go with Tim. So it is a bit – well, not even a bit. It is very sobering and very – I mean, I'm at a loss for words here, but we have to announce that Tim is battling something right now.
Mm-hmm.
A very serious diagnosis of – that's weird. Someone just laughed.
Somebody's laughing. Good stuff. Yeah, that wasn't in this room.
I don't know if anybody even picked up on the – it was somebody in the hallway who laughed. But he's been diagnosed with ALS, right?
Right, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Lou Gehrig's, and it was obviously a shock to hear it and, you know, very frazzled by the news, as of course I'm sure everybody listening is. He's such a sweet man and such a good guy, and we felt the only thing that we could offer assistance-wise is maybe to do a podcast and a benefit pod for him and put it up on Bandcamp like we've done for some other friends of the family. And I know it stinks that we just did a benefit podcast for the Juarez family over Christmas time, and now we're hitting you guys up again 3 months later. But it's obviously the situation is what it is.
Yeah, and, it's Is dire the word?
Oh, it's
it's a serious – yeah, it's a serious
Yeah, there's
thing.
No cure for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we – TSD did a 90-minute podcast. Me, Bri, Q, Ginnam was there. Another special guest was there, and we did some old listener favorites. We played Quinny's Choice, which was for the second time. The first time, people loved that when we did that game. Brought back 1-3 after a long, long time.
Been a dry spell, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't played that in such a long time. And we had a little bit of an overkill segment as well, a little bit of overkill. So 90 minutes, and you can find this podcast on Bandcamp if you search TESD, Tim the Record Store Clerk Benefit Pod. It's not on our page. It's on Tim's personal page.
Yeah. I'll get a link from him. I'll put it up on Twitter too.
Yeah, we'll get it I'll to
get
you.
A link. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it to you.
Yeah, Tim Record Store Clerk should definitely pull it up.
We've Tim Record Store Clerk, TSD, yeah. Benefit Pod, all those words should be able to find. It's available right now. If you go there now, it should be up there. And
it's definitely up there.
It's definitely
up there.
There. Yes, get him. This is, again, you know, we bust Gim's balls, but, you know, we fast-track this and get him. You know, me and him were here at 11 o'clock at night one night, editing, getting it ready. Declan did the poster or the cover art, and we just – he was like, I wanted it done yesterday.
So it sounds like you're coming in hot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. This was
just once. Started at 6.
Yeah, just once.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Turn on Matlock.
But it's over 90 minutes of great entertainment.
It's really high energy. It's a fun episode. There's a lot of laughs in it, and I feel like it's
– Does he have benefits?
No.
Oof. What did you ask?
I don't, if he had benefits. I don't know.
Oh, I thought he said if he had any kids.
Oh, no. I know he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't know about that. So I imagine that ants are shocked by this. We're wishing Tim absolutely all the best in his fight against this. But I think this episode ticks all the boxes of what TSD listeners are looking for.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was some really good stuff in there.
Some really high energy stuff. It's going for a great cause and a greater man, and it'll help with all the issues.
Yeah, it'll just
face.
Ease his time with this.
Yeah, he'll be able to use the money generated for this podcast. He'll be able to use towards his health care. Whatever things arise with that healthcare that are, you know, unforeseen things, it'll just
therapy, setting up his house, for assistance.
Ooh, yeah, it's
not fun.
No, it's
not fun.
It's tough.
So it happens, man. Like, we're older now, so everybody, like, I remember my grandmother would go through the paper and see obituaries, like, see people she knew and be like, oh, I knew her. Like, it got to a point where, like, because my grandma was like 98 when she died. So it got to a point where, like, everybody she knew was gone.
Such a great mile.
Like, except for her family, you know, but like all her friends and shit.
That is one of the most awful things about getting older is that, you start now to see things and people getting sick or people getting
– People you went to school with are not there anymore. I said that's the reality. That's when
a slap in the face.
Shit gets real.
That only comes usually with old age when you start to see things really start to go like where you're like, wow.
For me, it's been within the past few years. I didn't really think about it, but within the past few years, I'm like, because I think like a combination of like seeing friends and like seeing my parents are like, you know, Pam just turned 79. I'm like, wow, like they're old, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the toughest things is dealing with. As you get older, other people are getting older or already older than you to begin with.
Yeah.
Where they hit those milestones and it comes like, you know, like sudden realization.
Yeah.
Pam, 80. Wow.
Well, Pam was already planning on what to do for her 80th. So she's in good spirits, I think. She said she's living to 100. That's what she told me anyway.
Well, good. Good for her. I mean, this is one of those things, though, that makes you go, man, there's nothing promised to you. Like, there's no promise you're going to get there to like, you know, to 80 or whatever. So you should take advantage.
No guarantees.
Advantage of what is in front of you and appreciate what's there and
You should come in hot while you can.
Come in, yeah. Take a page out of Sunday's book. Come in hot while you can, because you're not always going to be able to come in hot, and you're going to be remembered as the guy who came in
sometimes
hot.
Sometimes you can't come at all.
Yeah. But if you do need to come, go to blueshoe.com.
So? This is Tim. Tim, the record store clerk. Yeah, so go to Bandcamp right now. I mean, he's absolutely like one of the nicest guys that has ever come to the table.
He's like one of those gentle giant types.
Yeah, a big teddy bear. And
so many aunts say they go and visit him at Jack's, and
he's so nice.
He just
to them.
Stops his day just to, yeah.
But if
and he enjoys it as well.
And I understand, you know, at times, at financial times like this, you know, it's tough. It's tough to find reasons to spend money on a podcast.
Yeah.
We get it. But if you can, we would appreciate it, and Tim will appreciate it. And
we tried to make it worth it.
And you'll be getting, I think, like the best of us.
I know there's one revelation that is worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that. Yes. I would agree. Yes. There's one thing said that once you hear that, you're going to be like, all right, the money was well spent.
Yeah. Hope so. Hope so. And we have another friend of the family. Will Rogers now has to follow that.
I think you should have went off with Will Rogers again.
Will Rogers has a coloring book.
Okay. Like, well, maybe you need to pick up now, so – Let's
Will Rogers
running.
Has athlete's foot. He needs to purchase some cream. Can you purchase this?
Yeah, we did a benefit pod for him.
No, we're not doing a benefit
it's
pod
90
for
seconds
him.
Of
– He asked me to announce that he has this book that he's publishing, and it's a slasher slash comic book slash choose-your-own-adventure slash coloring book.
Whew.
It's called Survive the Night, and here's a description of the book. So you and your friends decide to go away for a quiet vacation at a lakeside cabin. The good news is that you're all together. The bad news? You're not the only one there. As the body count rises, prepare to make decisions to commit to them in color and hope you survive and you turn the page. This coloring adventure book throws you into the world of terror, along with masked maniacs, creepy love-struck teenagers, and buried secrets from the past, and much, much more. You'll have to make tough decisions and trust your horror tropes. And you'll have to make tough decisions and trust your horror trope know-how to save you. Just remember, there are no guarantees you'll survive the night.
Oh, good.
He's giving away 5 copies.
All right.
And all you have to do to win a chance to get one of Will Rogers' Survive the Night coloring books is – add him at The Myth Traveler. The Myth Traveler. M-Y-T-H Traveler. The Myth Traveler. Also put in TSD in there so he knows how to differentiate from people who are TSD listeners as opposed to some of the listeners that he's from his podcast and other other ways that he's given the
code TESD. The book out.
Now, you can also buy it on March 18th. It's available at Amazon, Target, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble.
Big time.
So it's going to be available at all the major outlets where you buy books.
Physical copies on shelves at Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, hey, wow. Go around doing that. You're like, what's Barnes & Noble's to sell your stuff?
Yeah.
And he's got a kick-ass cover.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So good for Will and, you know.
Tough act to follow.
Doing what we can.
Yeah. I remember Kevin years ago when he had just hit it big with Clerks and everything, and we went up to Henry Hudson, and he was going to give away like a $10,000 scholarship to somebody. And, you know, he was going to go up and announce it and all this other stuff. But the person who went before him was a girl who had lost her brother / best friend in a motorcycle accident. And like brought the entire gymnasium, like everybody, to tears with like her story about her brother and how much, you know, he meant to her and how sad she was that he was dead now and all this other stuff. And I remember Kevin being like, oh my God, I have to fucking follow that. It wasn't easy. I don't think he was on that top form that day. I think he was just like, well, what do I say now? All the shit I was going to say, I can't say anymore.
On a lighter note.
Before we continue, a small dog was killed out in the parking lot, run over by a car.
Hard to come back.
Hey,
Yeah, it brings you, to, you know, it's. We're wishing him all the best. And he was, you know, this is the kind of character that Tim has. He found out what had been ailing him finally, and he was like, "Let's fast track Kiss. Mm-hmm. Like, let's fast track the podcast so I could be on it and finish the podcast." So, like, that blew my mind. It just melted me when he was like, "No, I want to finish Kiss, and I want to make sure we do it now so I can finish it." And we fast tracked and did him, and like in over the course of a couple days,
yeah,
we finished the Kiss pod. And
thanks, Tim.
Oh yeah, Will Rogers has a coloring book.
Don't forget to mention the coloring book, guys.
You did mention the coloring book, right?
Well, and again, it shouldn't. But it does, man. It for me anyway. Like, it makes you put things in such perspective when you hear.
I know
like
about
that.
You, yeah.
And it really makes you go like, oh my god, all the little shit that's been bothering me and everything. I was like, I feel like a piece of dog crap when you put it into perspective.
Yeah, it's meaningless.
What other people are dealing with.
It's like life is.
That's why you can't do it. You cannot put things into perspective, otherwise you'll feel like garbage all the time.
But it's true though. Like when you realize what other people are going through. And you allow little
things. How fortunate, you know, say, hey, look,
and it really hammers home, like, yes, how there are different tiers of things you have to deal with. Yeah. Tell Steve Dave first.
I don't know, if you want to. That's a weird note to go out on. I was actually, I was going to talk about Gene Hackman, but that doesn't seem to be.
Has there been new news about that?
That whole situation's weird too.
Yeah.
Well, like all those people die and there's like no.
Oh, you heard about this?
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier or in the episode, you don't listen to the news.
So I don't, but other people I'm with. Does listen to the news.
Oh, and they gave you the 911. Yeah, she goes, 411.
Yeah, wake up. It's like, oh, Gene Hackman died. And then I found out later it was like all the other stuff that, you know, the dog died.
And now, is it unusual for a man in his 95 years old?
No, but it's just like, you know, for all those people to die at the same, you know,
everybody in the house.
It's weird. You know, I mean, they ruled out carbon monoxide poisoning, right? I mean, I would imagine you would have some kind of alarm, I mean, or something that would inform you that something was going off, you know? But it's just strange.
Has there been new updates?
Well, this is the newest update that I just read today.
Toxicology?
Sunday Jeff, do you think that you can die from a broken heart?
Yes.
I believe pets can do that. I don't know about people. But yeah, I definitely believe pets can do it.
This was Chief Medical Examiner James Gill, who was not involved in the investigation, was theorized about what could have happened. He said that the two natural deaths around the same time have been known to happen due to a broken heart type thing. Suddenly finding your loved one dead on the floor, that can increase your adrenaline, that stimulates your heart to beat faster, and that can put your heart into an irregular rhythm.
And, so it's more like shock.
He also noted that people can get very despondent and may even take rash decisions regarding their own safety after such a traumatic incident.
What about the dog, though?
Yeah.
Well, the dog was locked up in a cage.
Well, they didn't say he starved to death, right?
He must have.
Go long without water though.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I thought he was in a closet, so maybe
he was in a closet in a crate apparently. So I don't know. Maybe it's a large like walk-in closet because I used to keep every once in a while.
Well, that would make sense. Yeah. And obviously, the dog didn't have food or water for how many days? Wasn't it like 14 days or something before they finally found him?
His pacemaker said it stopped on February 17th. That's what the pacemaker reported.
But she was in like in a totally different area of the house, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in the bathroom. He was in the mudroom.
According to him, broken heart syndrome, also called stress-induced cardiomyopathy, typically occurs after a physically or emotionally traumatic event, including the loss of a loved one.
So it sounds like it's like almost like a self-induced heart attack?
It says in these instances, adrenaline and other stress hormones such as epinephrine flood the system and can increase the heart rate and blood pressure, leading to symptoms that mimic a heart attack. He said that he may have collapsed. He said that he may have collapsed since he's got a history of heart disease, and that she found him, and that's where the stress, you know, hit her.
But they would know that. I mean, I'm sure they would know that if they did an autopsy on her, right? If she had that kind of issue,
it takes about 1 to 3 months usually for all the results to come back officially. All the toxicology reports.
Fast track it.
Yeah. It says although a minuscule gas leak was found, not one of the stove burners, they showed no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. This is a real mystery, man.
Well, if it was a leak in the stove, then
– weren't the other dogs outside like running around for
– No, the warrant said that one dog was found inside. The warrant for the police officers arrived on the scene. One dog was found outside and one dog was found inside next to the body.
The dog was alive next to the body?
Yes.
How did the dog survive that long?
Yeah.
Well, probably there's water – like if they had a pool or something, dogs drink from the toilet.
Chlorinated water.
Yeah, my dogs couldn't drink from the toilet.
Well, these, I believe, were German shepherds. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read somewhere for sure that they were at doggy daycare. And that's where the other two were.
I read the warrant that the police issued so that they could officially search the house.
Yeah, this is right. Weird. Like no gardener, no wellness check. Nobody ever was calling up.
That was who discovered the scene.
But I'm sure somebody – I mean, it's not like just because he's that age or whatever. And I'm sure they have contact with people that they would probably contact every other day or every day. And then all of a sudden you're not answering your phone. You're like, something's going on over there. Send the police.
Well, they said Wolf Flanagan there. Wolf Flanagan would have checked on them.
But I think they said there were long stretches where they would not contact people or they were like very like sort private. Of insular. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going based on the warrant I read. And that's what the
right. Well, I believe the warrant then over the post.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I saw a story on Twitter that made me think of our workplace. A little bit more lighthearted than Gene Hackman, but there was this stewardess who got fired.
I saw this.
For twerking. She videotaped herself twerking on her plane, but there was nobody on the plane. You know, I guess they were just getting ready for people to board, and she just was excited to greet the day, and she made a short video of her dancing on the plane, she got fired.
Wearing the uniform?
Wearing the uniform.
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
But I found that absolutely crazy, though, that the airline didn't just issue her a warning and ask her to take down the video.
Because if it were like – say it were to – like somebody doing like ballet or something or a different style dance that isn't so sexually charged as twerking, I think they probably would have let it go, right? It wouldn't have been a big deal?
I don't think so. I don't think they would have. I don't know how you could be that – cold to be like you're fired in the state of the world and also in the state of like you don't know if she's going to go to the media, which she did,
right?
And now it's causing you way more bad publicity than
I heard an interview with her. She loved that job. Yeah. She really loved that
job. It's
not
something you really should be doing anyways.
You shouldn't be doing it, but like Walt said, like you get a warning
and take down the video, keep your job.
But has she had other warnings? Like, what do her performance reviews look like?
I'll tell you what. The only reason I bring it to the table is because she mentioned something that really touched my heart. She said she likes to twerk when she accomplishes something. And I think that maybe that's what you should do, is when you accomplish something here at the general store,
come up to
I'll videotape you on my phone and we'll post it of you twerking. I mean, you'll be in traction afterwards. I think, for a couple weeks.
Throw his back out,
You have a defibrillator right next to him.
That's in the general store is pro twerking.
But no TSD merchandise. You can't be wearing anything. This is TSD on you.
But let's say, what's something you accomplished today? I mean, you opened the door for these guys and they were here, right?
Yeah.
You could twerk over that and be like, we could post it. Like, I got to the door. It took 10 minutes, but I opened the door for these guys so they can pod today.
Yeah, it did take a while for you to get to the door. I was like, what is this guy doing?
Because you woke him up.
It's long enough that I'm like, he must not be in there.
And how come twerking is associated solely with females, though?
I think it looks weird when guys do it, right? Shaking their ass like that.
But I argue that from the opposite side of the twerk, though, guys probably have more going on to look at than gals do. Like if you're looking at the front side of a twerk.
Right.
There's a lot more that's going to catch your eye.
Yeah, but you're wearing jeans. I don't think you're really seeing a lot of stuff. You know?
I thought they were wearing like a banana hammock or something.
No, she was probably just like – I didn't see the video.
She was wearing a stewardess outfit.
Right.
I'm talking about why is twerking – like when you hear the word twerking, you think of a girl doing it, right?
Sure. You hope a girl's doing it.
Like if guys were to twerk though, they have much more – like the front – is just as interesting as the back if it's bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, but when they're
there's differences in the hips between the male and the female.
Yeah, there's way more to like. It's like
that's just a sloppy ball play there. It's just it's not nice looking.
I didn't say well.
Maybe for women, maybe. Yeah, but I don't even know if women would want to see that.
But helicopter it's shit. Much more like
nobody wants to see that, man.
But it's much more like captivating, I would think. Like, wow, there's so much going on right now. You got the front and the back. With women, usually it's just the back, though. It's
usually just the back. Yeah, I think
women have stuff up front too.
But it does. And you can move around like the guy stuff will.
If you are wearing like loose sweats or the banana hammock, like you say. But if you're in just jeans, like the way the twerking works is like they're so crouched down, you probably couldn't see anyway, right?
For the gals or the guys?
The guys.
Well, I would think there's some guys that you'd see quite a bit.
Maybe.
If they have the right pair of clothes on or no clothes.
Twerking with no clothes? Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like if they're wearing jeans and a shirt, like, you know, like.
Yeah, if guys.
Maybe some cut-off jean shorts.
Maybe.
We'll try that tonight and see what Debbie says.
If guys.
Put your clothes back on.
If guys do it clothed, yes, it's a bit. It's not as – it leaves more to the imagination. But if they're not enclosed though, there's like what do I watch first?
Wait.
You know, like too much going on.
Do I have to go out there and break out the thong before I do the twerking?
No. Okay. We want to be able to post it and not
– without a rating.
Without a rating, yeah.
Yay.
But I like, that's why we become known as pro twerking. Establishment, not like this airlines.
A twerk-friendly environment.
Yeah.
What was it, Alaska Airlines, I think?
Yeah,
right?
I think it was. Yeah. A little harsh, though, I thought, too. Not just let her take the video down and, like, no more.
I agree. I was listening to something on the way here, and I heard that story, and I thought the exact same thing. Like, why not just give her a warning and be like, you got to take the video down?
So Sunday.
It's not like she did it like
– they might have that kind of rule, though, like that no tolerance for that kind of policy. You know, it's like –
let's say you have an extremely – productive day at work. You're not going to twerk a little twerk action to celebrate your accomplishments.
I would think people. He's not well. I think he needs time off. He's up there, and now he's doing it from the front. And now he's standing on the counter.
Really productive.
Yeah, right. He's like, whoa.
He came in hot. You got the alarm undone in the first try. No one else is in the dealership, and you just let it go.
It's not that kind of place.
And then we get these security cam footage.
Yeah.
Of Jeff out on the sales floor.
Or imagine that back in the day when you found a hot fucking toy in the aisle, you just twerked. When you found one?
Recorded yourself?
I might have done that. I actually might have done that.
You would have been a twerking machine. Like, you were on fire case. For a couple of those
one
years.
One per case, be like.
Oh, Anakin in podcasting, pod racing helmet. So
what's he doing? He found a variant. I don't know what he's doing over there with that dance.
12-inch Dubac.
Ow, my back. The toy's so heavy.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.